On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Rustenburg 31, Johannesburg 26 graden.
On the N1 North, we've got slow-moving traffic towards New Road. We've got a stationary vehicle on the R21 South after the R23 Benoni offered it. And we've got a crash on the N4 West after Simon van Wooten Road.
Ons begin in Mpumalanga waar die polisie 'n verdagte in hegtenis geneem het wat met 582 paspoorte in Middelburg gevind is. Die 43-jarige is ook met ongeveer R147.000 in kontant gevind. Die paspoorte is van onder meer Zimbabwe, Malawi en Mosambiek. Mpumalanga polisie woordvoerder Mpo Nonyane Mpe.
Investigation thus far suggests that the driver was probably going to meet someone the next day to have the passport stamped. Police are of the view that the recovered cash was meant for payment. The suspect, a Zimbabwean national, and was charged for contravening of Immigration Act of South Africa, fraud, money laundering.
Minister in die presidentsie Kombutso Ntshebeni sê die staats getuiebeskermingsdienste word verbeter na die moord op een van die getuies van die Madlanga kommissie. Marius van Merwe het as getuie D getuig en is verlede Vrydag by sy huis in Brakpan aan die Oostrand doodgeskiet. Van Merwe het na bewering getuiebeskerming wat deur die kommissie aangebied is geweier. Ntshebeni het vannacht die media in Pretoria ingelig.
So if witnesses decline offers, why do we want to criticize the witness protection services? Of course, the witness protection service will never be perfect, but it's a work of continuous improvement. As weaknesses get identified, threats and risks get identified, the system has to be improved.
Nou na Boksburg en die ANC se Nasionale Algemene Raad gaan voort met 'n totaal van 17 kommissies wat sleutelkwessies wat die organisasie raak bespreek. Dit sluit in vernuwing binne die party en Assasie Magobo bereg.
ANC Deputy Secretary General Nomvula Mokonyane says President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to establish multiple commissions will allow ANC processes to unfold before decisions are made. She says this also applies to matters involving members who may be implicated in wrongdoing. Mokonyane also responded to allegations emerging from the Madlanga Commission and the Ad Hoc Committee. She says it is unfair that individuals who are not ANC members have been publicly linked to the party. Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Boksburg.
Nog nes uit die buitenland, die prins van Wales het hulde gebring aan die baanbreker olifantbewaringskenner Ian Douglas Hamilton, wat op 83 oorlede is. Douglas Hamilton het sy lewe lank Afrika olifante bestudeer en veldtogte gevoer om hulle te beskerm. Prins William het ook Douglas Hamilton geprys. En Spaanse polisie het 5 mense in hegtenis geneem vir die ontvoering en moord op 'n man om sy kriptogeld te steel. 4 ander is in Denemarke aangekla. Die man en sy lewensmaat is in April in die suide van Spanje aangeval. Action on September, meer nuus om 3:00.